So the idea is, Proverbs 29 verse 18 tell us that where there is no vision, the people perish. So my thought is that, like, yo man, like, if you don't have a vision in your life, then things ain't gonna work out. If you don't have a vision for your spiritual life, if you don't have a vision for your business, if you don't have a vision for your relationship, your marriage, your kids, your legacy, things aren't going to work out. You're going to struggle in those areas. So you got to look at the areas that you struggle in the most. If it's your finance, if it's your relationship, your marriage, you know, your relationship with your kids, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your siblings, you know, your relationship with your co-worker, you know. Whatever area that you're actually struggling in the most is this area that you have to develop and clarify the vision. And you might have a vision in that area. You might have a glimpse of that vision in that area. But is it clear? Is it clarified? Have you grasped that vision? So that's the idea in this proverb. It's Proverbs 29 verse 18. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, you struggle. You you know, you're slow. You can't take action. You feel depressed. Things aren't working the way that you want them to work, because you don't have a vision in that area. Your marriage is not working the way that you want it to work. Your business is not running the way that you want it to run. Your finance is not going the way that you want it to run. You know, you're not growing spiritually. Like for me, it was my spiritual life. You know, I didn't have a vision for my spiritual life. You know, and I mean, I had a vision, but it wasn't really clear. And the world was very nice. The world was very enticing. The world was a place to be and indulge in, because my spiritual life wasn't the vision for my spiritual life wasn't really clear. So as I started to work on my spiritual life, as the vision started becoming more clearer, then the things of the world started to look like, you know, not as enticing as they were. It's starting to blur a little bit. So my vision for my spiritual life grew. And I mean, I struggle a little bit. I still struggle to keep that vision clear. But I work on it daily. As I open my Bible and I read the book of Proverbs and I read the New Testament and try to live the Christian life, I'm happy. I'm happy with the progress that I've made. I look back where I was, and I look where I'm at now. And I'm happy with my progress when it comes to my spiritual life, you know? And that's what you got to do with all areas of your life. You know, whatever area that you're actually struggling in, create the vision for it. Clarify that vision, make it clear, and start working towards that vision. Start working, start nurturing that vision, start nourishing it to the point where you start taking action towards making that vision a reality. For me, for my spiritual life, is that, you know, I do daily Bible reading. I do read Bible. I listen to sermons. I listen to different speakers, you know, try to enriching my spiritual life. Because as a Christian, you know, you have to be constantly reminded of who you are in Christ, what you have, and the different doctrine of Christianity. You have to constantly be reminded of those, because if you don't, then you start slowly straying away. And I realized that. And so the idea of opening my Bible and read a passage and try to understand and just listen, with opening my Bible with a heart of listening, with listening ears, with my heart open to whatever I receive, it's nourishment. it's nurturing. It's like a mother nurturing her young child. That's what that is for me. So I nurture that vision on a daily basis. So whatever the vision is, if you don't nurture it on a daily basis, it will not become clearer. It will not become clearer. And you will continue to struggle in that area because the vision in that area is not clear. So therefore, you cannot take actions towards making that vision become a reality in your life, become true in your life. So that's my talk on Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Read it for yourself and see what comes to mind. And open your heart and listen and see how you can actually make this proverb true in your life. Keep it cool and breezy, and God bless. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.